Listener Production.
Hey, welcome to Darling Downs Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Taking a look at the weather first before we dive in. Possible thunderstorm reaching a top of 33 in Toowoomba, 36 in the South Burnett and 41 for the Maranoa. Here's a look at what we're going to cover Wednesday, December 7. Western Downs woman dies following crash in central Queensland. Property data proves housing is skyrocketing in Toowoomba. And TRC reacts to Chambers Council report card. First, a Western Downs woman has died in hospital a week and a half after a crash southwest of Rockhampton. The 85-year-old was critically injured when her car left the Leichhardt Highway and hit a tree on November 26. The woman from Jendawi was flown to Rockhampton Hospital, where she passed away yesterday. The Forensic Crash Unit is asking anyone with information or dashcam vision to contact police. In other news, new research has found the housing market in Toowoomba has skyrocketed in the past two decades. Propertyology data reveals median house prices have tripled from $127,000 to $475,000 in the last 20 years. It follows the Reserve Bank's decision to hike the cash rate by 25 basis points to 3.1%, the highest level since 2012 and the eighth consecutive rise. Toowoomba's Deputy Mayor says he appreciates the feedback following the Chamber of Commerce's latest council report card. The document identified nearly half of local businesses that took part in a survey were unhappy with TRC's red tape and regulations, among other things. Councillor Jeff McDonald says although the sample size was quite small, it's good information to have as council drafts its new corporate plan.
You know, on average over those six areas, councils scored a 56% result. So, you know, I guess this time of year when schools are closing or finishing and putting out reports, 56% would be a pass mark, I'd assume.
A 36-year-old woman charged with murder from the shooting death of Thor Morgan in March has had her case mentioned in the Toowoomba Magistrates Court. Tina Kathleen Hazard has been held in custody since her arrest in August and was not required in court yesterday. Magistrate Louise Shepherd again remanded the Gundawindi woman in custody and adjourned her matters for mention in the same court next year. And police have arrested a 14-year-old girl after a stolen vehicle was tracked in Cherbourg. Yesterday morning, officers deployed a tyre deflation device on an alleged stolen grey Subaru Outback, which was later found abandoned on Cherbourg Road. Four people were seen fleeing the car and officers located a 14-year-old girl nearby. She's currently assisting police and investigations are ongoing. Now to what's happening in sport, and Toowoomba hockey superstar Tatum Stewart has come one step closer to being a Hockeyroo in 2023. Tatum has been invited to attend the Athlete Agreement Selection Camp, where she will battle it out for one of the last five spots in the national team. The Hockeyroos have their eyes set on the Oceania Cup in August, then the Paris 2024 Olympics. And the Southwest Queensland Thunder took on the Brisbane Roar youth side at the weekend in a pre-season friendly. The Thunder held it out in the first half and even had a few good cracks at a goal, but ultimately the Roar proved why they are the pros.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.